Good afternoon. It's the 25th of May 2015, and I just got a lovely message from Glenn Llian. And as a result of that, I'm going to read you all the first chapter of Caramel Hearts by E.R. Murray. Chapter 1, entitled Delicately, as though handling a bird's egg. I dropped the crumpled postcard from Whitby back into Mum's knicker drawer and quickly cover it up. Staring at a six-year-old memory wouldn't bring those times back, even if my mouth waters at the thought of those salty, tangy chips. The sleeves of my dressing gown catch on the drawer handle as I carry on rummaging, uncertain what I'm looking for, but determined to find it anyway. Ever since Mum went into Ashgrove House Recovery Centre for Women, I've been searching for something that reminds me of her before the drink took over. But a postcard of the Whitby Whalebones doesn't quite cut it. The floorboard creaks underfoot, and although I'm hidden in shadow, my heart still pounds. If Hattie finds me going through Mum's things, she'll lose her head, and it wouldn't be fair to wake her when she's trying to catch up on her assignments. My sister's almost 21 and should be completing her studies at Edinburgh University, but instead she's looking after me while Mum recovers, if you can call it that. Mum's track record isn't great, and although Hattie swears she'll dry out this time, I can't help being a little sceptical. This is Mum, not EastEnders. I hold my breath for what feels like eternity, straining my ears for any sign of movement. Certain it's all clear, I rifle through the last few drawers and check under the bed. Reaching out, my hand touches something cool. It's only an empty whiskey bottle. Should have known, I whisper, before returning it. Disappointed, I lay down on Mum's bed, face towards the ceiling. My hair spills across Mum's pillows as I close my eyes and try to make myself tired. But thoughts race through my brain at lightning speed, and there's no way I can sleep. I try the relaxation method my counsellor showed me. Slow breaths, counting to three as you inhale and three as you exhale. But it doesn't work. Flipping onto my stomach, I cuddle the pillows instead. My fingers bash against something hidden in the pillowcase. This time, it's not made of glass. I tease out the object delicately, as though handling a bird's egg, and light the reserve torch Mum keeps in her bedside cabinet for when we can't afford the Leckie bill. The dim yellow beam reveals a chunky book. Its wrinkled cover is made of rough cream card, decorated with dried leaves and real pink rose petals. As I lift the book closer, I spot a neat handwritten title, Recipes to Make Happiness Bloom. It's Mum's handwriting. Flipping open the drawer, I realise I'm holding my breath. It's not like I'm reading her diary, it's just a book of recipes, but my hands are unsteady as I peek inside. On the front page, there's a recipe for Lover's Lemon and Choc Chip Shortbread. In the same careful hand, she's decorated it with loads of cute drawings of ingredients and a nice shaded sketch of the finished product. I'd almost forgotten that she could draw. She used to make colouring pictures for us when we were kids. They were always much more pretty and intricate than the ones you got in books, but that feels like a lifetime ago. Why would Mum write a cookbook? I whisper to myself. She only ever goes to the kitchen to pour another drink or microwave some beans. I fling the book aside. I'd been hoping for something better. But then I feel mean for thinking such negative thoughts about Mum. At least she's trying. Snatching the book back up, I flick through the pages to give it a second chance. This time I notice the inscription on the inside cover. To the love of my life, Abigail Happiness Bloom. May we have many adventures together. Yours always, Max, Christmas 2000. I lift the cookbook higher to inspect it more closely. Max is my dad's name. Now we're getting somewhere. When Mom's around, she's the only one that's allowed to mention Dad. Like she's the only one that feels his absence. Tracing the words with my fingertips. The words my dad wrote. My stomach feels like it's full of eels. Hugging the cookbook to my chest as I drift off to sleep. I swear I can smell baking, shortbread, cold sea air, and a man's cologne seeping from his pages. Lover's lemon and choc chip shortbread. Guaranteed to set anyone's taste buds tingling and their dreams soaring. This is the perfect antidote to grey clouds and cold winds. Ingredients. 115 grams or 4 ounces of plain flour, plus some extra dabs for dusting. 125 grams, 4.5 ounces, yummy butter. 60 grams, 2 ounces of caster sugar. 1 teaspoon of aromatic cinnamon, pinch of salt, unless the butter is salted, zest of 1 lemon, big handful of chocolate chips, the more the better, dainty splash of icing sugar. How to make the magic happen. 1. Preheat the oven to 220 degrees Celsius, 425 Fahrenheit, gas mark 7. 2. Use a wooden spoon to cream the butter and sugar together. Then add the flour, cinnamon and salt, a little at a time, and combine together in a bowl using your fingertips. Keep going until the mixture looks like breadcrumbs. Breathe in those delicious smells. 3. Add the lemon zest and chocolate chips, stirring well to combine the ingredients. When doughy, collect the shortbread mixture and plop it on a lightly floured surface, then knead for 2 to 3 minutes. 4. Roll that pastry. Make it about 1.5 centimetres or 3 quarters of an inch thick, depending on how you like it. It won't rise much when cooking. Use a heart-shaped biscuit cutter to get as many biscuits as you can out of the dough. Pop them on a baking tray and bake in the oven for 8 to 10 minutes or until golden brown, like summer hayfields. 5. Cool on a wire rack, dust with icing sugar, and whatever you do, don't forget to seal with a kiss. End of chapter 1. So there you are, a little extract from, well, it's the whole of chapter 1 of Caramel Hearts by E.R. Murray, M-U-R-R-A-Y. It was officially launched today. And that recording is specially for a good friend of mine, a good podcasting friend of mine who lives in Canada. And she has a Welsh name called Glen Clian. Okay, there we go. Bye-bye for now.